Hello, Malcolm here with the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. And today we're having a second look at the topic of how to help everyone participate in corporate worship. This is Sunday Sample, episode 36. Now, you and I, as leaders of corporate worship, we have the same dream. We want God to be honored by our corporate worship, but we also want everybody to participate. Isn't it painful when you're leading corporate worship and you can see people not participating and you don't know, frankly, whether the problem, if it is a problem, is with them or with you as a worship leader? Perhaps you're not doing a good job, maybe they're distracted, maybe there's some sin, maybe there's something else going on, who knows? But it is painful. We put in this effort, we hope to honor God, and then people don't participate. What do we do? Now, last week we looked at one issue about assessing the capabilities, and go back and watch that if you haven't already done so, because I think there's some helpful background there before looking at part two this week. Now, this week, in this, as part of this mini-series, we're looking at a different topic, which is who is who? Who's who? What I mean by this is whether we all understand our different roles. Let me read for you from this book, which I've been using as an inspiration for some of these podcasts and videos, Participating in Worship by Craig Douglas Erickson. And he quotes Søren Kierkegaard, if I hope I've pronounced that right, for my Danish brethren. And it's an oft-repeated quote of his. I'm going to paraphrase what Kierkegaard says. And he says this: Christian worship is like theatre. Many Christians tend to view the minister, and here I'm going to say worship leader, so he said originally minister, but many Christians tend to view the leader of worship, the worship leader, as the actor, the one doing all the acting. God as the prompter. We get our prompts from God, and then the worship leader acts. And the congregation is the audience. They observe, they listen, they're the audience. That view of theatre. However, what Kierkegaard says is it's not like that, or shouldn't be like that, really. According to him, the congregation is the actor. They are the ones acting out the worship or doing the main part of the worship. The worship leader is really just a prompter. We prompt so that the congregation as a body can worship. And who is the audience? Of course, the audience is really God. Now, in some ways, this is an imperfect image. In some ways, the congregation is its own audience as well as God's. In some ways, you can mix this around a bit, but I think that's a healthier perspective than the previous one. The congregation is not the audience. God is more the audience. The congregation is the acting body of worshippers. Who is who? Do we know that? As a worship team, do we consider ourselves to be the actors rather than the prompters? Aren't we actually the prompters? We're the communicators prompting so that the congregation can enjoy the body worship together with us. Of course, I know it's all one thing, but we are up there visibly leading the worship. And what we're really doing is for God as an audience, prompting the body to offer that worship to God so he is glorified. And we are strengthened, of course, in our faith as we do that. So let me ask you this. If you're not getting the participation, if you're not getting the wholehearted participation, if you're not getting the majority of the people in the congregation participating in corporate worship, could it be that they don't understand their role? That they are the actors, not you. They're not to look at you as you lead worship, but they're to be prompted by you so that they can worship. What do you think? If you were to ask a member of your congregation to assess this idea of audience and of prompter and of actor, how might they see it? Perhaps it's worth having some conversations with members of your worship team and of the congregation. If you feel there's some confusion, then that's a time to teach on these different roles. And that key verse I would suggest is 1 Peter chapter 2 as an example, and verses 9 and 10. You might want to just use that and describe what we've been talking about here. Is it worth having a devotional on this point, or even just a few minutes on a midweek service, or perhaps as part of your Sunday worship, reminding people that God is the audience and we, the congregation, are the actors and the worship team are the prompters. What do you think about this idea? I'd love to know what you think. Do you think this is fair? Please drop a comment in the comment box about that. Do you think this is a bad model idea to use? Then that's okay. Share why, and perhaps you have a better idea. Totally open to that. Please leave a public comment so that we can learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. Isn't that right? So let us know how that goes. And if you could do us a favor and pass the link to this on to one other person who might benefit, that would be super. And if you have time, if you are watching this on YouTube, then hit the like button so it'll become more visible generally across the world. And hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified when next time we upload a video, a recording of some kind. Well, until the next time, I do hope that for you in your times of corporate worship, you will experience what it says in Psalm 100 and verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. I wish for you that you have a tremendous time of corporate worship and that you find full participation to be a growing factor wherever you are with your congregation. Take care and God bless.